The Grey's Anatomy After Show is back, and we've got a full panel. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, we are a full panel and we're back. It's the Grey's Anatomy After Show. And we're super excited.
We're so excited
to finally have a full panel after 4 hours.
Yes, thank you. It is season 14. We're episode 4. Ain't that a kick in the head?
That's perfect timing.
This is perfect timing.
I am Kelly, and I'm joining me are my lovely co-hosts.
Yes, I'm Shannon.
What's up, everybody? I'm Timothy Michael. Find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike.
Hey, guys, I'm Elle Marie. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Elle Marie TV.
Oh my gosh, 4 episodes in. How
and finally
are we
with
feeling?
A full panel.
I know. Yes. Yes.
Well, I missed you guys immensely. I'm so glad we're all back.
Missed you guys
me too.
Oh.
Me too.
Thank you guys for holding it down while I was away. And Shannon, taking it away all by yourself, girl.
Last week.
I got my bucket. I was like, what's this happening? But it's all good. Everything happens for a reason, and it was perfect. I was like, the show must go on.
As I was catching up on all of these episodes, because unfortunately my schedule got crazy, so I just caught up on everything. Last night, I picked out so many good moments, Tim, where I feel like you and I would have really gone at it.
I've missed you, and I can't wait to catch up on all of our arguments.
Oh, it's Allie cat time. We're about to scratch tonight.
Well, let's start with the kick in the head. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the biggest storyline, obviously, for the past few episodes is Emilia. Yeah. And mm-hmm. we now find out one of the biggest reasons why she's been a little nutty for the past, 10 years? This thing has been growing in her head. I can't even imagine how that feels, and especially to feel like you're so in control and so that you have a one up a little bit on everyone about how the brain functions and all that, especially in her profession.
Yeah.
To get, kind of blindsided by that.
But could you imagine being in this situation? We saw it in this episode where she's going through all this, the MRI scans and all this stuff. She knows what's going on. Like, we've saw the side effects in this episode. Like, she knows what these side effects are. She knows what causes them. Could you imagine being in a situation and not knowing what's going on? Not knowing what this amnesia is?
Yeah,
not knowing
true.
Why you're speaking French? Not knowing? That's insane.
That's true.
It makes it that much more scary.
Yeah.
I mean...
For sure.
I've always suffered from migraines, so I always wondered, there's got to be a tumor somewhere in there. But I really did go through, a few different MRIs. And,
is that why
go
you argue
that.
With me?
That is why. I blame the tumor. But it's just even that. I mean, luckily, my scans came back clean, at least that time I went. But it's a scary process, even going in the MRI machine, and then when you do the contrast and you see all the pictures, it's really scary. And for those that do get bad news and you're blind, it's scary.
I don't know. Why are you looking at me?
No, I'm agreeing with what you were saying, is being not knowing. Yeah. Stop trying to fight with me already.
He wants to fight.
Alright, here's something we'll fight about. Yes. Oh my gosh, okay, everybody knows I've never been a huge fan of Emilia. She totally gets on my
little
nerves. I'm sorry, but the brain tumor doesn't make it that much better.
You don't think
so? I do feel for her, and I do like all of that, but I also don't want it to be a crutch.
You know what? I'm actually not going to argue with you. I know. I feel, and I don't know if I'm the only one. I have to ask you guys this. Do we think, because we're literally blaming this tumor on the last 10 years of her decision making, do we think it's a cop out?
I think it is. I really do.
I think she went in there with her agent and was like, I want people to like me.
I do like her.
Possibly. My whole
because,
bitch
and
ass
that's
ways,
how I was
tumor.
Feeling about it, watching these episodes. And we found out she has a tumor, and okay, this is why she's so, possessive in some things and super controlling in other ways, and, just treating Owen like he's not anything. Mm-hmm. That's not an excuse to me. Right. Even though it may control those thoughts, and it may that was actually the reason, to me, the damage is done.
Right.
And so I can't just turn around and be like, oh, it was a tumor. Okay, that's why she was acting like that. I forgive her. No, I still don't like her
character. And not fully, not to that, certain extent. But one of the parts in it that really upset me from, I think it was the last episode or the episode before, was when they talked about her mortality rate and how she was such an amazing surgeon, which, she, from episodes we have seen her be awesome. But I didn't like... the fact that they're now trying to say, oh, she's better than Derek.
She is.
Oh, yeah.
And we saw it in the last episode. We saw it because they, what's-his-face, did the statistics on her.
That's what
and
I'm
talking. Are better.
That's what I'm talking about. But are hers really better?
Like,
yes.
Like, well, she's long, but she has been there long. She, Derek was there longer. So Derek does have a longer career than she does.
And that's just a personal thing. Like, if you know, if all the numbers were true, like, and, you know, whatever. But I'm like, really?
Are we sure?
Yeah, I'm sure your mortality rate is less because half of the time you weren't even around performing surgery. So how is that number? True, you know, like, you were off, you know, having issues and doing all that. So how is that number? How is that number calculated? Well, you know, I mean, thing, we can get into all that.
That's a really good point.
And another thing that bothers me is that she has this amazing backstory all the way from Private Practice about, you know, her being like a drug addict and going through this thing with her baby and her boyfriend.
I was impressed by the fact that she still refused drugs just now.
Right. I'm looking at our chat roll and they're saying if I don't like Amelia, it's probably because I didn't see Private Practice. I actually did. Still didn't. I mean, I get it.
She was born with a baby with no brain.
I mean, I get it. There's and I'm
can
I'm
you
not
forgive her?
No.
I'm not no brain.
I'm not discounting any of that. But it's also I didn't feel like from Private Practice to now that her character's actually evolved in a way that she appreciates anything anyone does for her in any capacity.
I agree.
This episode.
Nope. Let's go, Kelly. here's why I don't agree with you. Because I feel like once you go through all of that stuff, your walls are up. She has all these walls built up, and that's why she gets on our nerves, because we just want her to let her walls down. But she's a human being, and everything that she's been through, she has these walls up, and she's put these walls to protect herself. So you can't just expect all of those walls to come down overnight, especially going from Los Angeles to Seattle, totally different people, losing her brother. Like, all these walls are being built down and then coming back up, coming down, building back up.
Right, but she's not the only one going through that. And she's got people in her house that are going through the same stuff.
Mary lost her husband, been through a fire, almost died twice, got held up. Like, she got these same issues.
Yes.
She lost her husband, so come on, slow your roll.
She's got all the tools to help work through that, and she personally is getting in her own way and refusing that, and that is what is frustrating.
Why isn't she
as the character being so stagnant to me? Except, like I said, today I felt like there was a breakthrough with DeLuca toward the end, which we can, you know, talk about, but I feel like that was the one moment where I looked at her and was like, finally, she's finally seeing something from a different perspective and feels like somebody gets her, I felt in that moment.
And she had something physically removed from her brain. Like, girl, you need brain surgery. She literally did.
No,
But that's what I think is different. Like, we talk about all the people in the house and comparing them to Amelia, but all of those people in the house, they have this emotional support. Maggie has Meredith. Meredith has always had Alex and Christina. Amelia's never had anybody.
Yeah, she has people who cares about her, but she just doesn't accept it.
I'm talking about from the beginning. Like, I'm talking about Private Practice all the way from now.
Well, Maggie hasn't been around long. Why is she feeling supported? She lost her mother.
Yeah, those are all valid points, but she's still not the only one going through that.
Exactly.
Everybody around her is going through the same
stuff. I was sick of her Amelia at all costs.
One
thing that I do want to bring up, though, is the fact that she had all of her stuff laid out. And I don't know if it became because she's a surgeon or she's like been through this with other patients, but she literally had her power of attorney. She had
which was hilarious.
Right. Mm-hmm. She had everything. She's like, you're going to call my mom. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. She had everything figured out.
And why did it feel
like
a Wonder Woman scene was right before surgery? I was like, is this Wonder Woman? Like, it just felt like that epic, like, nah,
well,
what about the Congress and stuff?
No, because she said
in the beginning
it
of the episode.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty.
I'm going to start my day like that.
Yes, I felt like I'm
powerful. Absolutely. No, I love everything about that. And I hope moving forward that we'll see her character, if she's going to be around, like more well-rounded in that aspect.
Well,
and
she
really
took off with Owen at the very end, so I'm wondering if that's the
sign. I know. You know what's really sad about that is because I was like waiting for like there to be a car crash. Like,
that was so dramatic.
Yeah.
There's always so much drama.
Really was.
But I'm on the fence about that because I feel like as they're driving away, she's looking out the window. She seems to still be sad or something still
like
seems
like
it's missing or
it's almost like she craves some
people
drama. Just love drama. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's one of them. Like,
I think
I'm waiting for something bad to happen. What is this bad thing that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Right.
I think they already foreshadowed it with Dr. Tom saying like, oh, there's the guy who liked Pitts before the tumor and then after I took it out, he still liked Pitts. Like, I feel like they're expecting Amelia to be like this 180 degree difference and it's really not going to be.
Because I mean, a lot of those things too is like going back and she would, you know, to have all everything set up before she went into surgery, she's lucid enough to know that stuff. So really, you know, her as far as like decision making goes, how much do we know that it really affected anything that she actually did? So it can't really be the only excuse for all of that bad behavior. Absolutely, as it grew, I'm sure it pushed on pressure points that, you know, or mood swings and stuff, but still, to be such a jerk in the way that she was to so many people around is not something you can easily bounce back for just because you got sick.
No, exactly. I agree.
Me too.
But I recognize Owen for putting his emotional differences aside and recognizing...
Which he always does. I'm so tired of it. He and his sister just raised this kid together
and he found a new girlfriend. Like, I was like, I know, that's what I want. Now you have a kid, you have a man, you have a child that you could be the father figure for. And it's just like, can we get on Meredith for a second?
You mean Megan's kid?
Megan's kid. Yeah, it'd be the father figure.
Yeah, but
Riggs isn't coming back. That's not. I don't want that to happen. I was just about to say, can we get on Meredith?
But if he does...
He's not going to. Let's just claim it right now. No. Meredith needs her son. She needs a man. She has a second chance. It's so funny because when they first started dating,
you know, I wasn't really here for it. But then after he did that gesture for Megan, it flipped for me. I was like, that was so sweet.
Did you see what he
I want him to be with Meredith
now. I want him to be with Meredith too. You know how sexy he looked when she went to open that door and he was just sitting there like that. I was like, damn, Riggs is hot.
No, he's so hot. Come on.
I didn't look at him like that until I saw him. He went to the Middle East and rescued this baby boy for his ex-wife because he really loves Meredith though.
Well, I mean, and you got to look at where Meredith's at. Okay, we're going to jump into that. Then like, if we're going to, you know, we're done with the millionaire tumor.
Amelia.
The tumor's not going away, but we're done. No, Meredith's reaction to the whole situation is very interesting because you can obviously tell that she is in love with him, but she's also mad at him because she is very envious of the position that he's in.
Yes.
But I love the way, I love the way she's handled it for the most part, that she's been able, you know, just kind of like letting herself step aside and doing all she can to help them.
Yeah.
It's, you know, a little bit sacrificial, but just kind of, and reiterating to him, like, how he should not, you know, just kind of cower away and really fight for this because this doesn't happen.
I mean, it's funny. We talk about Meredith and we talk about Megan's perspectives on that, but we're not talking about Riggs. Do we think that Riggs is still in love with Meredith?
Yeah.
They broke his brain.
I was like, broke his brain. Who said that? You guys broke his brain.
Megan said that.
Yeah.
She said we broke his brain.
I don't know. I
feel like maybe... It was done more so for Meredith. Like, she's pushing him to do this, so let me show you, like, I can be the good guy. I can do this for someone, and it is for Megan, but it's really for you to show you that I can step up and I can be there.
Yep. Well, and look at it from that point of view. And a little bit, I'm just kind of checking the chat roll, but yes, the actress that plays Megan is on Timeless, and it did get canceled, but then it got picked up by another network, so I don't know if she is going to, you know, go back and forth. I was actually wondering the same thing.
Megan?
So, good question.
Right, Riggs needs to be with Meredith, I think, and especially, and like I said, this is last season, when Riggs popped up on the scene with Meredith, I didn't think that I would like anybody for Meredith after Derek.
Same. Right.
And I like Riggs for her, which is really hard for Riggs fans. Yeah. You guys know.
Yeah.
Like, we're very picky when it comes to couples, and we'll talk about a specific couple in this episode that I am not about. But I like Riggs.
I think it made me feel like
seasons ago, when Meredith and Derek were just kind of starting out, she was still pushing him away and rebelling against him. And one day he just had to, like, kind of sit her aside. And he's like, I am your knight in shining armor. Yeah. Like, I am the guy on the white horse. And I feel like with Riggs' gesture, like, that was him saying that, too. Mm-hmm. So he did it with action, you know, versus verbally. So
I think that was the same thing. I mean, like, how do we know that he's not doing it for Megan?
We don't right now, but I feel like that's how I'm taking it, by him contacting Meredith about it.
Because he could have contacted another doctor. But he really kind of couldn't.
He also knew Meredith would get it.
Yeah.
Okay. She would click right away and go into action just like she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As soon as he started speaking, she knew something was up and she went in full on. Like, she, there was no, she didn't skip a beat.
Yeah.
Which is, Meredith is probably one of the only people that you could go to for
she's
something
strong
like
in that.
That
case. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's down to, like, somebody mentioned earlier, she's down to do illegal shit. I'm like, yes.
Yes,
Meredith is.
She
was
like,
Alex, always. When Alex was just
She saved Izzy when Izzy cut the L-bad wire. She did lots of
stuff. She's a mama bear. Meredith is a mama bear. Who doesn't know where her kids are? FYI. I still have to mention that every show. I will mention that.
But she even said, too, when she was talking to Megan and saying, you know, I stole my baby because I was feeling how you're feeling. Don't do it. It did make things worse.
Yes.
So let's figure something else out.
I need Riggs to make a grand gesture toward Meredith.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit more, though, because you're right. Like, looking at it from his perspective, how do you go from feeling so guilty and so whatever and being so in love with someone and that you think is dead for, what, 10 years yeah. she's mm-hmm. been away? And then you finally decide that you're going to move on. And, you know, and everybody's been through relationships and however you deal with breakups and all of that, there is always that turning point that yeah. once you decide to move on, you just kind of do.
Yeah. yeah.
So yeah. how does it, like, now that it comes back in this kind of situation, does it just flip back on?
Here's the thing.
Megan
has let him go. Megan has given him permission. She said, I could see that you're in love with somebody else. I'm okay. She's given him permission. Mm-hmm. It's not like this thing where Megan is still in love with him and she's like pining after him.
But maybe she is, but that's what she's doing.
I honestly don't think that she is. I mean, I think that there was love 10 years ago, but she's grown. She has her own family now.
That's true.
Her family includes her and Farouk and Owen. That's it.
In what ways? Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to, please explain to this. Please explain. Why wasn't she able to come back all that time?
Because she was being held hostage.
She was
being held hostage, and then after a while, they kind of just let her do her own thing. So then she was becoming just a doctor there. And she liked it there. She started to like it.
So she was almost like a hostage that she just wasn't trying to get out. Okay.
Yeah. Then,
I'm like, why was it for 10 years? Like, she got a boy.
Because she knew the parents of the kid, and then his parents died, so she took him in, and then she wasn't going to leave him until she got hurt.
Mm-hmm. And she had the boy for 4 or 6 years.
Yeah.
So she had him for a while. So that's an attachment.
That's her son.
It's
her son.
Yeah. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to kind of see how they wrap that up or what they do, and if she stays or if she takes him back to his. You know, if she wants, if she decides that she's going to stay and raise him here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Megan and being in, you know, the military aspect of it, we have a few words from our sponsors. Mondays, the Charlie Whiskey Television Network, the CW, brings you to the front line of drama with the new military series, Valor. Two Special Ops Army Helicopter Ops are two... Special Ops Army Helicopter pilots are breaking boundaries and defying all expectations. Their bravery in the face of impossible odds earned them the Distinguished Flying Cross for Valor. But together they are finding that the truth is the first casualty of war. During their last mission, something went wrong, something no one is talking about. And when they went into the combat zone, not everyone came home. So now they have secrets, but they're also patriots and refuse to leave any man behind. What would you do if you had to break the rules to do what's right? Would you stay grounded and step in line, or go to any lengths to learn the truth? They share secrets, go on clandestine missions, risk life and limb with only each other to depend on. How close would you get to the only person who really knows you? It's the explosive new drama that pushes the boundaries between military discipline and human nature. The new series that's right on target, Valor, new episodes Mondays at 9, 8 central, after all new episodes of Supergirl, only on Charlie Whiskey, the CW.
Charlie Whiskey.
Yeah.
That makes me thirsty.
I know. Right. Yeah, so all these little networks are picking up on these military. Yeah. People are really fascinated with this military thing. So it's no surprise that Megan. Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
breaking rules to do the right thing.
If she really wanted to, she could have got away with her. I don't know. She seems pretty willful. That's the only reason why I was bringing that up about Megan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't think she's in love with Riggs anymore. She was
but
just
a
like,
situation
oh,
like
it.
That, if your troops are pulled away, like, you can get out, but where can you go?
Right.
In a whole other country.
Yeah.
It's different if you're here. Like, you know how to reach people to get out.
Especially
but, like,
if there's, like, anything inside of you that doesn't want to go.
Yeah, right. Like a baby.
Now it's funny because now she just wants to get out of the country to go back.
Right.
Like, it's so funny. That's it.
Because
like,
of her love, her
of
boy.
Of course, of course.
So now we'll see if she decides to stay or to take him back so he can, you know, so he doesn't have to be away from home and, you know, to kind of be back in the place that he knows best.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to finally figure out who really still wants to be with him. Because they're both sitting there saying, like, well, I... gave him to you, and then she's like, "No, I gave him to you."
Poor guy's a ping pong
ball. He's not talking about me because I was like, "Okay, we'll he's mine." Right? Like, I'm not gonna
all right, let's talk about this brother and sister thing.
No, it can't happen. No, no, no. There's chemistry there, but it's like
so glad that was called out.
I'm so happy.
So not into it.
She was just so boss when she said that. She said, "Oh, like I got to do with my brother, like you know, like sister, a sister relationship." Like she emphasized that. I think. She knew something was after. Kathy knew. She was just like, meh, you know.
Well, I mean, they are brother and sister, technically.
I mean, by blood.
Let's look at the family, like the family dinner. I mean, just seeing them all four together as a family, they mesh well.
No, yes.
As a family. As a family, not as like in a relationship.
Not romantic.
No, like Catherine likes Maggie. Maggie mm-hmm. likes Catherine. She has great respect for both of these two people's right. Yeah. And I feel like this whole thing with Jackson is just, it's weird. And somebody in the chat, I forgot who it was, they said that they wanted J'April back. So do I. I think April and Jackson
well,
and
I think she needs does to be too. Together.
Right. Yes. I don't know. Jackson in this episode looks like he's really into Maggie and it's freaking
oh,
me
no.
out.
Yeah, it's weird. It was oh, something. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm
was
hoping
weird.
that last conversation flipped that real quick because it's probably also. Just weird emotion they didn't know where to place and yeah. then you automatically go to some sexual kind of mm-hmm. tension because that's just kind of
and
the
I think
yeah.
once Maggie kind of brought it to his attention and then he started like, oh, okay, well, huh. And started to look at her like, well, maybe.
Yeah.
But then the mom threw that sister title
and then
there.
Let's talk so about weird. This $250 million.
Oh, I was like, oh, hello. Let's get pregnant right now.
Right
hello,
now.
Jackson.
Right, right now. Kidding. Never mind. I'll no, be I'm the not. Sister baby yeah. mama. Like,
I'll be your sister baby mama. That's so funny.
For $250 million.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I love that.
So gross. I mean, but
it is gross.
I just can't get over that. But that $250 million,
sister
though.
Baby mama.
Like what I find interesting is that last episode we had this whole thing with I guess I will call him Mr. Avery because I forgot his first name, but the hospital is having some financial troubles, and if we don't forget, not too long ago when the hospital was having financial trouble, when they got their settlement from the airplane crash, they mm-hmm. bought the hospital out, mm-hmm. and they kind of, I don't know if it was foreshadowing when Maggie was saying things at the dinner about the islands and all this stuff. She's like, yeah. well, you could buy a hospital. I wonder if Jackson's going to take some of that money and put it into the hospital to
maybe.
Alleviate some of their financial
That'd
troubles.
Be helpful.
Yeah. That is a good point.
And I also wanted to know where Eric Roberts was, the father, Avery. I'm
yeah.
like, I was hoping that would
be...
Because
we thought he would come back
yeah.
a little
yeah.
more.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. We don't know.
Well, because he would have been there at the funeral or at least talked about, but it didn't become his dad died.
Yeah, I think there's still time that he may come back.
Of course.
Especially yeah. with all of this. We'll see. But I wonder if Jackson will take some of that and do start like a new award system so he can apply for them.
That's
and
true.
Take
I
name call off
something
of
else. I'm glad that you brought that up. Mm-hmm. I just don't want them to change the hospital name again because the right. hospital has yeah. been too many name changes. I think Grace Sloan is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of awards, though, I do want to get into the Harper Avery that mm-hmm. Meredith might be up for because she's going to mm-hmm. publish Megan's surgery, mm-hmm. which I think is great because it's... Let us not forget that when Christina was going out for her Harper Avery mm-hmm. and she didn't get it, there was this whole jealousy thing between her and Meredith because Meredith was slacking because she had the kids, she had the marriage and all
right.
this stuff. And Christina was like, you're not as driven as you used to be. Blah, blah, blah. There was that whole season. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that Meredith is now finding her own footing
yeah.
and getting...
Absolutely.
And I think, I'm going to be honest, I don't know if this, what she did is... Mm-hmm. will win her this award because we've seen some crazy stuff in these
true.
Seasons mm-hmm. of Grey's Anatomy. But I'm glad that she's able to recognize yeah. the fact that she has to take Jackson's name off of it in order to get it, which mm-hmm. sucks.
And so does he, which is...
Yeah. That's why I'm glad
he
brought that up.
But he's got to create something that he can apply
yeah,
for himself.
Yeah.
yeah.
He brought that up
isn't,
at the dinner.
It isn't, and that's, mm-hmm. that's the thing. And it... You know, kind of, you can, you know, tell people that are born into privilege and all that, well, you have this, so why would you care about that?
Right.
But it's also, he is someone that does work hard. He mm-hmm. is someone that is really,
he
really
cares.
Skilled
yeah.
and really talented
right.
at what he does. And everything that he went through with Mark to learn those things was mm-hmm. real and should be, you know, he should have that opportunity
right.
to showcase
yeah.
that
right.
without those preconceived notions mm-hmm. just based on his name, which will be interesting to see if that happens.
And it'll be a good way to have Mark's legacy live on because I
True.
Almost forgot that he was the one who he was his predecessor like he
yeah.
was the one who trained mm-hmm. Jackson so
right.
it would be a good homage to Mark if he would actually be able to have a good plastic surgery case and get something from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I like plastics. Plastics is an interesting, like...
I mean, you know, when you take out just kind of the vanity of it, there's so many interesting things that we've seen him do,
true.
Whether
yeah.
it be skin
mm-hmm.
grafts and, you know, nerves fixing, you know,
oh,
repairing
wow.
nerve
yeah,
damage.
So true.
And then, you know, with this, you know, stomach placement and making sure that it's
right.
even,
it's,
and then just like
mm-hmm.
all those technical things that I think when you say plastics that you just kind of forget about
right.
because you think of like Botox
yeah,
and,
right.
face, you know, face.
Well, that's initially why Alex
stuff.
Didn't
yeah.
want to get into it because that's all
right.
he thought it was.
Yeah.
And then that's why he went into peds. But
it's so much more interesting that, and I like that they let Jackson do all of these things to kind of explore that and
mm-hmm.
to show that
yeah.
side of it, which is
absolutely.
Really interesting.
Absolutely, it is. And not yep. to mention the best looking guy on the thing is like the plastics. I'm like,
of course. Irony. It's like,
what?
you want somebody that looks like that fixing your face.
Is it because he came in later? Because Jackson never got a nickname. We had McDreamy, McSteamy.
Right? No,
Jackson
he didn't
get, like, maybe he just came in. Maybe they were over the whole nickname. happening.
Yeah. But he didn't Rick get a name. Rick needs a name too. And DeLuca. DeLuca's, don't sleep
yeah,
on DeLuca.
Yeah, DeLuca could get a name.
DeLuca could get a name.
So what do we think about the whole little, like, that little moment with DeLuca and Amelia?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Do you think? Because we had, like, some people that were like, there might be a little something. I don't know. I didn't take it that way. I took it as, like, genuine, like, respect and friendship. But, I mean, I don't know.
That's how I took it too. I wouldn't like them together if they did decide to get together.
Right.
I think she's still with Owen. I still don't like that, as we all know from last season when we covered the show. I don't like them together. I think that Owen needs to be with Teddy. Mm-hmm. I feel like Amelia needs to be by herself in order to, especially
heal
after this,
or whatever.
Yeah, especially after this tumor. She has a lot of mental stuff to get over. She needs to really self-reflect and realize that, hey, these last 10 years, your decisions have been altered by this tumor, and maybe you should just be by yourself to see who you are.
And she did kind of say that. I don't really know, like, who I am right now. And she has to figure that out.
But that's also been the thing that she continues to say. Mm-hmm. So, which I feel is why he's like, okay, let's figure this out at home. Mm-hmm. This is what we're going to do. Because even before, you know, all this trauma is coming back because of the baby that I lost. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know who I am. It's all these things that she continues to go through. And hopefully now will be the time where she can actually work through some of that process in a real way. Yeah. That maybe now she'll actually give herself the time that she needs to really heal, you know, both mentally and physically.
I don't know, you guys. I'm like a walking oxygen. Moron, because then in the last shot I see her and Owen together, and I liked that. I liked that she's
but
able
it felt
to.
Like she was
I still
lying.
Didn't like it.
I recognized that I was a walking oxymoron. Okay, Shannon, back off.
But I actually feel too, like when she's looking out the window, it was like her eyes kind of glassed lazy. Over, I'm which like, is why I was like, they're about to get hit by a truck.
You
really
guys, Grace has traumatized us.
Seriously.
It's like, what's going to happen next? What did you guys think? This is really quick. The Dr. I'm not going to say his name. Korzoziak? That doctor?
Karasik.
Flirting with...
I had to write it how it sounds. Like, I didn't even spell it.
Flirting with
I love it.
That was like, so Karasik. Cute. Kit Kat.
Yes. Yeah. I actually loved that, and I loved how cute. She just went with it.
And how
and it was
jealous
just so
her
fun.
Husband
right?
got.
That
he was
so awkward.
Jealous.
And then he asked how old Jackson was. Like, oh, just making sure he's not mine.
I was like, this is too much. We already know who Jackson's father is. He's in Montana or Colorado, wherever the hell he is in a cabin.
That was some fun comic relief.
And I like Tom in general. I hope that he does come back at some point.
Well, and I think so too, because somebody has to fill in, you know, has to fill that spot while Amelia's recovering.
Yeah,
so.
I agree. And I feel like, well, apparently he's leaving we saw that last moment. Apparently he's going to head back.
Yeah.
But okay. I mean, who's going to, like you said, cover Neuro right now, because Amelia's still healing. She's got a lot of stuff to deal with. But I liked his chauvinistic attitude.
Very cocky.
It's entertaining.
He's very sure of himself. Funny. I guess I would want somebody who's performing brain surgery on me to be sure of himself.
True.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would. The confidence was, you know, he's like, because I.
Very true.
Yeah. He would give people compliments, but he would make sure he would
compliment himself. It would come back to himself.
Of course. He reminded me a lot of Mark, if we're going to talk about Mark.
Mark.
Oh,
McSteamy. Oh, what about this whole, and I didn't even like write many notes about it because I just felt like it was such a waste of time, all those intern interviews.
I was so done, and I wanted to millennial punch that girl with the dog. You're not allowed to ask me that. I'm like,
I thought you were gonna go with the one with the followers. Like, I have this.
Oh yeah, both of them.
So this will become your journey too, girl.
Can we talk? Have I met the person? Surgery. I've met people like that in LA. They're the same person. The followers and the dog.
Oh, for sure.
I'm gonna talk about my favorite, the one who like talks really low like this.
Oh my god,
it brought me all of it. Was all about Pitch Perfect for me. That's all I thought about this the whole time.
Yeah,
steal this idea from Pitch Perfect. Come on, guys.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I didn't understand the interviews. I didn't get it.
No, and it was weird that it wasn't like the interns that are already there that Minnick had brought in. Like it was only one that was part of that crew. Yeah. Like the other ones were different. Like I didn't really understand. And maybe didn't appeal to me at all. So I didn't pay much attention to that part of it. But. Mm.
No, I was confused by it too. Like, why are they doing this? They just had a fresh set,
right?
So,
the side story on Ben too. Like, is he training for the fire?
Which I think that's going to be the transition.
The that's what I think.
For the fire.
Good job.
I mean, over here like a marathon.
I'm reading that he's going to be on that show. So I'm like,
no, because
he's training for the test.
Yes, and I've heard that they were going to introduce some firefighters in order to transition.
Did you send me that?
I didn't send you that, but somebody sent me that and said that they were going to start introducing. firefighters to do their Shonda Rhimes' new spinoff show.
So he'll probably be able to do both, like going firefight.
Well, I can't imagine. I hope they don't do the whole thing where they like make him break up and then it's like a thing. Like I hope
Bailey needs a man.
I hope they don't do that. I really do.
Like side note, I feel like they'd be able to. They really needed that. Yeah. Remember with the. The orgasms and Ben and the end that was really cute. I'm like, they really needed that for each other.
And then one of the bigger bombshells of the night is there's a a text at the end of the close to the, at the end of the episode that Sophia wants to come home.
So
does that mean Callie will make an appearance?
Well, there's been a lot of speculation in the news that it was a possibility going back and forth that she might come back.
Wow,
but,
after all of that,
I don't know.
I wouldn't come back.
I love
Callie. Just because of what they did to her.
Yeah,
so
like that's why I wouldn't come back. The DeLuca sister with Arizona.
No, DeLuca sister can't go anywhere. She's too hot. I don't know if you guys saw the first episode.
That was hot. That was hot.
Me and Al-Marie were talking about that episode, and I was so turned on by this woman.
It was so... She's so sexy. She's very sexy.
She's still sexy.
She's very sexy.
So I like her. I would like her.
I'm noticing more sexy trends in the show now, too. Right. Which is going to be very helpful. So I'm like, you're going to get your old viewers back.
I mean, they got to appeal to the little bit of a younger
but it cannot be Jackson and what's Maggie? Her face Maggie
we can't
no,
do
no.
stepbrother and sister
no, no we can't Incess is not sexy Grey's Anatomy
no. that's not gonna work
Yeah. All in all, I think it's been a pretty awesome start to the season. I mean, I've been pretty happy with the first four episodes. I don't know what you guys think.
I agree. Yeah. I'm excited. I think I'm excited to see more recurring characters. I mean, like we said, Sophia's coming back. Teddy is back.
Right.
I'm excited to see who else they can bring back. Fun fact, the writers who were part of the first seven seasons or the first few seasons before they left are back, which is why the writing has been so much better.
Yeah.
And I agree. After that first episode, Marina, we were talking about it when we covered it, and we were like, it's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Like, I just
that
love
makes sense
the writing.
Now.
Right?
Can they write
like
the kids
out,
in a show?
Right? Yeah.
Can we talk to them and writing the kids in a show?
They just leave the younger babies out because we saw Zola.
Yeah, Zola.
Oh, yeah. What,
last
the
last
second?
Episode?
Last week.
I was like, oh, Zola's here. Zola.
Well, but I want to know where they're going to go with Joe and her story. Because I just feel like if you guys are going
to
keep bringing it up,
are we going
to have. Right. Are we going to. Is something going
to
come of it?
Something has to.
And what's his face? Isn't Matthew Morrison in the credits? Like, don't you see his name when the credits go by?
I thought
I saw something. Maybe I might be wrong.
I didn't notice.
But
I
thought I saw something like that.
Yeah. I need them to take that somewhere.
Yeah. Maybe we should talk about predictions.
That's what I was going to say next. Yep.
I beat you to it.
You did. So I guess you can go first.
And now, you're After Buzz TV.
You just want to fight.
He loves fighting.
I do. I miss you so much.
Go.
Okay, I'm going. Don't rush me. I do think that Matthew Morrison playing Joe's ex-husband is going to come back. I think they've been foreshadowing it too much. I do need them to stop with this climax thing. Mm-hmm. I think they just need to get to it.
Right.
But they have to find the appropriate moment. Obviously, with Amelia's brain tumor and everything like that, they can't obviously bring him in because there's too much going on. So I do think he's going to make an appearance soon. In terms of Amelia's tumor, I like we said earlier, I don't think that her personality is going to change that much. I think if it did, it would be like I said, a cop out for the writers to just have this complete personality shift. Mm-hmm. I think that would, and it just wouldn't be realistic. I'm sorry, and I like Amelia how she is. I liked some of the aspects that she had. I know that you
do. No, you don't. You
I
don't
do.
Like
I do. I like Amelia a lot, and I feel like that would just take a lot away from her backstory if they completely changed her personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my predictions.
Well, I feel like she is eventually going to leave Owen because she's still like, yes, they rode off into the sunset.
Everybody leaves
together,
Owen.
But like you said, she had that glaze in her eye, and it was like, she didn't seem like she wanted to be there. So I do think she's going to leave him. I'm glad that they brought Teddy back. I hope they're not playing with my emotions and that Owen and Teddy can start, their relationship.
Yes.
As far as Meredith and Riggs, I'm hopeful now that it's going to be Meredith and Riggs. Now, they're going to do that episode next week or the week after to show the backstory of all of them with Riggs, Megan, Teddy, and Owen and, how they got together and how everything happened. Yeah, we'll get familiar with that. But I think in the end of it, they'll realize, okay, we did have this great love. But now we're kind of done, and now we have different lives, and let's live those lives
completely
now.
Yeah, because it's completely different. Yeah.
I like it.
I'm really hoping that April will stand up and just say something to Jackson about them, because there's obviously something going on with her regarding him.
Before she finds out about the money.
Absolutely. She loves it, she literally loves Jackson so mm-hmm. much. She loves him so they still haven't talked about what happened mm-hmm. when they were in Montana or whatever the heck they were.
They touched on it a little bit.
It's not enough though. They didn't really deal with it, I feel. Like it's still been kind of like glazed over.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to happen with Maggie and Jackson. It just because I just don't want it to, and because I think it's so gross. And I don't know. I'm hoping for Riggs and Meredith.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
almost
right.
said what was that a Freudian slip? Meredith. I meant Meredith.
I like everything that you guys are saying. I mean, the whole J-April thing has irked me for years, and I want to see her, if she really is in love, and she really hurts her, and all that she's saying, and she really does mm-hmm. want this to happen, then she needs to stand up and speak up, just like she stood up and spoke up to leave him. She needs to do it to try to get him back, and Absolutely. Show that she means business the way that she did when she left.
Agreed.
And I think that's what he needs to hear, because mm-hmm. he's so used to having people leave him, if you think about it. His dad, mm-hmm. His obviously didn't have a great relationship with his grandfather, his mother so controlling, like all that. Nobody lets him just be him. They make all his decisions for him, mm-hmm. which is something she did too.
Yeah.
So it's like she needs to come and try to figure out a way that she can make up for that a little bit, I think.
Yeah, because she's hurt him a lot too.
Yeah.
Like leaving after the miscarriage.
Yeah,
the baby situation.
It's like nobody lets him just be him and like be able to, she kind of just dictated how he was supposed to grieve, how he was mm-hmm. supposed to do everything and made it all about her, which everyone in his life seems to do, which I feel is so unfair for him. So he needs like someone that kind of like lets him be him for a minute.
Yeah.
So he can figure out if this is what he really wants or not. And stop, people stop making his decisions for him. $250 million or not.
I mean, but they have a lot of relationships to explore this season.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff to come. So I'm super excited to see where it's all going to go and to see if Amelia turns it around and, how these girls keep it together and if we see more, tequila drinking and dancing.
Yeah.
That's what we really need.
Speaking of tequila, I would be happy if it's always here.
Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. No episode next week, but we will be back on the 26th with that backstory to kind of see where everything goes. Mm-hmm. Make sure to follow us at AfterBuzz TV, and you can follow me at Kelly with an IE 079.
And you can follow me at Shannon Bobo. See you guys next week.
Follow me everywhere. Follow me everywhere. I'm Timothy Mike.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at LMarieTV.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Yes.
Views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.